Undone, written by Avocado Love, read by Raven. Summary. Tony's first heat after bonding is later than expected, but his alpha is there to take care of him. Tony's heat came on so slowly and subtly that at first he hadn't been aware of it at all. It started building at the base of his spine, a prickling want that was easily dismissed. Absorbed as he was in rescaling the arc reactor to power the Stark Tower. If this went as planned, he could take the entire building completely off the city grid. It was Jarvis who advised him that his temperature was spiking to the high side of normal, a carryover from when Tony was still dying from palladium poisoning and every new infection could be his last. As the warning flashed across the workstation, Tony blinked and took a step back. This was his first heat since the cave. Better late than never. Tony turned around to see he was not alone in the workroom. James sat on the couch. That in itself was unusual. Tony hadn't seen hide or hair of the Alpha for months. He drifted in and out of Tony's life as he wanted. Not that Tony cared. Not that he spent nights wondering if James was alive, or as if he'd built an algorithm for Jarvis to track his sightings. Those were frustratingly far apart. The man knew how to keep his head down. James, as usual, wasn't the first to speak. Tony did enough of that for them both. "This isn't a coincidence," Tony said. "Do I send out secret Omega Heat bat signals or something?" James's lips pulled up at one corner, one arm resting over the top of the couch. He met Tony's gaze and crossed one foot over the other at the knee. Tony wanted to straddle those thighs. "Something like that," James said. "Figured." Their bond was unfairly lopsided, with James able to read everything about Tony. Meanwhile, Tony hardly knew a thing about his alpha, other than he had as much trouble as sleeping as Tony and seemed to get a kick out of Iron Man. "Maybe I'm not interested," Tony heard himself say. "You're last year's model. Maybe I've upgraded since you've been gone." He wanted his words to hurt. And he didn't know why. After all, Tony had been the one who'd always insisted on space between them. And when James had given it, Tony should have been happy. He was happy, really. But it was as if Tony's bullshit hit a brick wall with the Alpha. James didn't react, just leaned back in his seat. Then slowly, deliberately, he uncrossed his legs, spread him and patted his thigh in invitation. Tony staggered a step forward before he caught himself with a shake of his head. They were bonded. As such, he needed his alpha to carry him through his heat. It had been an easy decision back in the cave. Either let the strange, metal-armed fellow prisoner fuck him bare, or one of the 10 ringsmen. Hell, it had been no decision at all. Now, Tony hesitated. And he wasn't sure why. His body wanted to move forward, but his stubbornness kept him in place. Again, James, only ever James, the cynical part of Tony thought. He didn't even have a last name for his own alpha. Seemed utterly calm. "This is your show," James said quietly. "If you want me to leave, I will." He paused and looked at Tony. "Do you want me to leave?" Tony swallowed, opened his mouth to say yes, then shut it. He shook his head and couldn't tear his gaze away from the Alpha's groin, the telltale bulge in those jeans that said he was just as eager as Tony. "I was thinking," James said in a low, conversational tone. His metal fingers tapped a rhythm on his knee as he leaned back. Seductive and in control. "Of?" Tony bit out. "Taking my time with you this time. Learning what you tasted like. Maybe how I'd make you come a time or two before I knotted you up. He paused, gaze fixed on Tony. Would you like that, sugar? A low wave of heat spread through Tony. His knees were weak. The only reason he stayed upright was because he'd locked them in place. This confidence is new, Tony managed. James grinned, flashing his teeth. I'm learning new things about myself every day. That was a loaded statement, but Tony's mind, normally so sharp, felt like cotton. James extended a hand, his metal one, and how Tony longed to scan the thing, though James never allowed it. Tony took the metal fingers into his own and allowed himself to be drawn in. Sitting across his lap, a part of Tony relaxed and let go as the alpha wrapped his arms around him. James was safe, an instinctual part of him knew. James was his alpha, and he'd take care of him. Turning to kiss him felt like the most natural thing in the world, hot and open, but oddly sweet. And it wasn't until they'd parted that Tony realized they had never done that before. There hadn't been time for kissing in the cave, just wham bam, not me, man. Every nerve felt alight, tuned to the alpha's touch. Tony moaned into James's lips as James's metal arm brushed against his own straining erection. James hesitated, pulling back with eyebrows raised. Really? Really what? Tony asked dazedly. You're not put off by this. He waggled his metal fingers and they clicked against one another. Are you kidding? Tony stared. Do you know who you're talking to right now? Robotics have been my thing before. You do realize I spend my day saving the world in a robotic suit? That arm is a wet dream, and if you don't start jerking me off with it, oh. The last part cut off as James twisted Tony around in his lap with shocking strength until Tony's back was pressed against his chest. The alpha's lips found the mating bite mark at the back of his neck. The touch sent a thrill of pleasure zigging down his spine, matched only when James's cybernetic hand rested over the bulge of Tony's erection. Tony gasped, body arching, James's flesh arm locked around his waist, keeping him belted in for this ride. The metal hand was dexterous indeed, unzipping Tony's erection and pulling him out. The metal fingers rolled easily up and down his shaft. Tony squirmed, a keen locked in his throat. When the edge of James's teeth bit at the mark at the back of his neck, his preheat body responded with slick. Please, please, Tony gasped, not sure what he was asking for. He felt totally out of control, all his pleasure in the hands of his alpha. James chuckled darkly behind him. Told you, darling, I'm taking my time. And so he was. His hand moving up Tony's shaft seemed to be in no hurry, just enough pleasure to make him crazy. The wall between their bond, Tony realized, was thinner than usual. He could feel James's pleasure when he squirmed and was sure to bear down and rub his ass on James's erection in turn. The alpha growled, shifting. You're testing my resolve, Stark. Good, Tony breathed. He reached an arm back to anchor himself and did it again, moving his ass up and down in a sloppy lap dance. Anyone ever tell you you make a good argument? James asked. Every day. James chuckled again, and Tony thought that he was squirming, but no, there was a rustle of cloth as James lowered his pants. The bulge Tony was teasing felt much more pronounced. His mouth watered as he struggled to push down his own pants. Yeah, let's do this. He was barely ready, slick as he was, but the stretch felt good as the tip of James's head breached him, catching briefly on the rim of his hole. The angle was off, but then the alpha growled again and the world flipped as Tony suddenly found himself face down on the couch. One knee rested flat on the floor, spreading him out. Mouth open, Tony arched his back, instinctively putting himself in prime breeding position. James's body covered Tony's, teeth locking against the mating mark as he mounted and pushed in to make his claim. His metal fingers still wrapped around Tony's shaft was a hot counterpoint. James fucked into him, no finesse, just rough animal movements that twigged every Omega instinct Tony had. Head down, ass up, he moaned in surprise and ecstasy. It was just as intense as it had been in the cave. More so, James's pleasure and reverence for his Omega spun in Tony's head. He caught a stray thought. You're the only good thing in my life. But Tony had no time to chase it. His climax, both of their climaxes, were building, and James's knot was swelling within him. James's movements became more frantic, panting wetly against Tony's neck as if he were the one driving him crazy. The hard metal fingers tightened their grip around Tony's cock. Just enough friction to tip Tony over the edge. Gleefully, he pulled James over with him. The alpha let out a choked, half-surprised sound as he spilled inside, holding Tony down as his knot expanded deep within him. Tony's muscles clenched spasmically, doing just as much to hold him in. He clawed at the couch and cried out, the waves of their combined orgasms overwhelming, too full, too overstimulated, and yet craving more. White-hot pleasure that went on and on, almost to the point of pain, until Tony was mindless, trying to twist away and push closer at the same time. James held him down, forced him to take it while his knot sealed them. This, too, was part of the heat. Finally, the sensations crested and ebbed. James held and petted him as Tony came down and spoke in soothing words that sounded Russian. Afterwards, laying locked on the couch together, still half-dressed, Tony cleared his throat and asked, "What happened to taking your time?" "Still got time," James said, and shifted his hips pointedly. "You're only in preheat, mister." The fission of pleasure that went through Tony and the following new gush of slick was enough to confirm this. Well, they always said heats were more intense after an Omega bonded. He'd be worried, but he knew James would take care of him. "Jarvis," he said, "clear my calendar for the next 2 days." Behind him, James chuckled and pressed his lips to Tony's meat bite. The end. This series will be continued in The Unbreakable Bond, Part 4, Unwanted.